Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall as we talk cool in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
Back during the 2014 Farm Bill debate, Texas lawmaker Randy Neugebauer wanted to basically eliminate country of origin labeling for fresh meats. But Senate Democrats involved in the process, especially Debbie Stabenow, refused to allow country of origin labeling to be touched during the 2014 Farm Bill negotiations, saying we needed to wait on WTO for their final ruling as to whether or not it's trade distorting or not. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says that moment is just about to arrive, and the question is, what's going to happen between Congress and the administration on COOL?
We know that the WTO is going to be issuing their next decision on the Canadian and Mexican lawsuit here probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, and we just need to see how the administration will handle that and whether or not they will truly back off and let Congress fix this.
And I guess the question, Colin, is assuming the WTO does issue a final ruling, once again calling the current U.S. COOL rule trade distorting, will Congress finally step up and fix it?
We do believe that they will. Matter of fact, they have already started on the House side to prepare for that. It has become very clear that through everything we've been with in implementing COOL, seeing the details and the data of how COOL has been received and the costs associated with it, and more importantly, watching this WTO case play out, we have no doubt that the only way to fix this and to ensure that there is no retaliation or additional cost to our industry is to repeal COOL for beef, pork, and chicken. And the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Conaway, agrees with us, and we have a lot of members of the House that are in that same boat. They see that this thing has run its course, that it is a failed experiment, and we just need to get rid of it.
Colin, there's always been more willingness in the House to deal with COOL, move forward with taking care of COOL in regards to fresh meats, but the Senate has always been a real sticking point. They've been unwilling to move ahead of the WTO. Are they finally, you think, at a point where they will be willing to step forward and act on country of origin labeling?
I do believe so, because a lot of the Democrats have really hung their support on COOL to the WTO process. So I think once we get this final decision and we find out that retaliation by Canada and Mexico is imminent, then I think several of them will realize that, okay, they're going to have to step up and actually fix this issue. And the Republicans are going to continue to push to say that the fix is repeal. And it's not just Republicans. We've got a lot of Democrats on the House side in particular who also agree that repeal is the only way to get rid of this.
Colin Woodall on COOL. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.